All right, let me jump on into the opening monologue, the Right Side Way monologue. I'll remind you guys that attorney Stan McDonald, a partner at the law firm of Wilmer & Lee in Huntsville, Stan McDonald, 30-year veteran in the practice of law, he is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue, and I'll tell you more about Stan here in a few minutes. All right, so let me just say this. I spent some time yesterday on the show unpacking the amazing amount of actual change and action that we've seen in our government in just 2 days. 2 days. Think about it. Leadership leads, right? Leadership establishes parameters and creates an environment in which things occur or don't occur. Leadership, like real leadership, sets examples and establishes left and right limits. But real leadership also means that people know where they stand. And right now, there are things happening that weren't allowed, weren't empowered, weren't discussed for over 4 years, and people know more where they stand. Now, I realize that every organization has its honeymoon phase, and there will be some things that don't happen overnight. But to be honest, the first few days have moved with such lightning speed that it feels like we're flying Napa the Earth with the doors open right now. I mean, we're seeing a restorative change in tone, even a change in personnel, in all of the branches of government. And in that same vein, the restoration, in my opinion, is already occurring in our U.S. military. So as I prepare for the show this morning, I thought that I would look back and see what I had been speaking on back at the beginning of the Biden administration. Right Side Radio hit the airwaves in mid-2021, just 45 days before the debacle pullout in Afghanistan. And even back then, I was doing monologues that were decrying the advent of wokeness in the military. The Biden administration actually pursued the role of commander-in-chief as an experimenter-in-chief, turning our vaunted U.S. military into a social experimentation platform for every woke ideology they could find. Massive amounts of time and money and resources were all spent making sure the greatest military in the world capitulated to the climate agenda, the LGBTQ2IA plus agenda, diversity, equity, and inclusion, critical race theory, you name it. It was nauseating. Democrats spent 4 years sacrificing readiness and lowering morale while forging a force that looked pretty in their skewed worldview but was not prepared to win our nation's wars. So hear me when I say this before I go any further. You know it. If you listen to the show for more than a minute, I love our nation's military. My family being multi-generational Army, I grew up watching my father and grandfather serve capably, and I wanted to be a part of it myself. My own service consumed 30 years of my life. I commanded troops. I walked the rough side of two war zones. I served in the Pentagon. I have 3 fused vertebrae in my neck from too much time as a paratrooper, but I wouldn't change any of it, not for the world. But I also believe, though, when I say that, that's my street cred. I believe that background that I've got, that resume, gives me the absolute right to speak to the issues in our military the way I see them. And I'm going to tell you right now, wokeness in the military was real. It was. It doesn't matter what General Milley or Secretary Austin tried to say to Congress. We could see it. Wokeness was pervasive in every branch of service, and it came from the top down. Well, we had a term in Baghdad. It wasn't unique to our own war, but it was used more often there because in Baghdad, we worked out of small FOBs or forward operating bases, and we would say that anything outside the gate, anything outside the protective walls of our perimeter, was a place that we called outside the wire. You went on patrol, you conducted a cordon of search, you did movement to contact, or just rolled out on a supply run, you were outside the wire. So hear me when I say this, there is no room for wokeness outside the wire. Let me remind you of some of the things that occurred in the last 4 years with our military. These are reports, real reports. Like the report in mid-2021 where soldiers at Fort Bliss were forced to wear IDs during diversity inclusion training that listed their race, ethnicity, social class, and other identifying characteristics that have nothing to do with their military readiness or performance. Just had to walk around wearing them like badges of honor or dishonor. Or how about when Navy Admiral Mike Gilday suggested in June of 22, I believe it was, that sailors had to read the book How to Be Anti-Racist by extremist author Abram X. Kendi. The title may sound appealing. The vast majority of Americans don't want to be racist. But the contents of the book actually insist that America is racist in its history and continues to be today throughout our society structures. Well, then there was the privilege walk. Oh, boy. The privilege walk. Required for all ranks in one Air Force squadron. The members were told they had to take a step forward if they were members of a certain class. For example, first all men had to step forward. then all white men had to step further forward. This continued all the way through all these so-called points of privilege that one may have had, including, you know, other intersectional hierarchies. It was ridiculous. The idea was designed to physically separate people and more or less demean them and diminish those with privilege, they called it, implying they did not get to where they were because of any merit. Here's another one while we're at it. In one Department of Defense school, students were actually required to share with the class a, quote, significant emotional event in which they admitted their privilege and repented of racism and sexism. The whistleblower report stated that it was targeted towards white students, particularly white males. So if one chose not to say what was expected, or the instructor didn't believe it was sincere enough, a student could be failed and risk damage to his or her career. This is nothing more than social Marxism. This is absolutely a social Marxism, where culturally speaking, they were trying to make sure that nobody had anything more than anybody else and everybody partook, and yet what they really did was they divided people up. Look, these and many other stories became an everyday part of the woke culture that was forced into the ranks of our military. When you stand next to each other, though, outside the wire, in the face of a common enemy, you cannot win wars if you don't trust the members of your fighting force to the left and right. Military proficiency and readiness does not come in the form of people being told they are different and that one person has it better or worse than the other. You and I both know when troops are in harm's way outside the wire, everything goes by the wayside and everybody is one color, green. That is who we are. And don't let anyone tell you different. But those of you that are listening to me right now who wear the uniform of the nation or have family members who do, well, the restoration of the force is already underway. No one, and I mean no one, is going to make soldiers, sailors, airmen, or Marines take a privilege walk or embrace this social Marxism or, quote, view yourself more by the color of your skin than your uniform. If anyone tries, you just go tell them to pound sand. Because the restoration of sanity and common sense is underway, and the new leadership knows that there is no room for woke outside the wire. We already talked about Pete Hegseth. I believe his views are pretty well known, too. And I believe that he will bring much-needed change. But there are others who are joining the ranks of the leadership that I believe feel likewise. For instance, there's an organization that I'm proud to be a part of. I'm affiliated with a group called STARS. STARS, S-T-A-R-R-S. It stands for Stand Together Against Racism and Radicalism in the Services. It's a national organization for which I serve on the board of advisors. It's made up of former senior officers and NCOs whose mission is to root out wokeness in the military. The executive vice president of STARS is a guy by the name of Matthew Lohmeyer. He's a former fighter pilot who became a squadron commander in the Space Force, and he was actually relieved of his command a few years ago for daring to speak out against diversity initiatives and critical race theory and Marxism and the policies from the Pentagon. Yeah, well, guess what? Karma, man. Matt Lohmeyer from STARS, the organization where I'm affiliated, he was just tapped by President Trump to now serve as the new Undersecretary of the Air Force, with Trump saying about him that he chose Lohmeyer to help change the military's woke policies. Gotta love that. Oh, incidentally, the general who relieved Lohmeyer back in the day at Space Command was the same commander of Space Command who fought bringing Space Command to Huntsville. Karma, man. That's gonna be some serious karma. Or how about Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller? You may recall him. Famously demanding accountability from senior leaders for the failure that killed 13 civil service members at the Abbey Gate during the debacle pullout in Afghanistan. Scheller was actually jailed and then forced out of the Corps despite 17 years of stellar decorated service. He was just announced, by the way, to be a new senior advisor for personnel and readiness at the Pentagon. And I'm pretty sure he's got some thoughts about it. And I hope, by the way, that that will help him get his retirement back. Look, we're told that generals, admirals, and senior defense executives are on pins and needles as they wait to hear whether or not they're going to be asked to turn in their papers and go to the House. And they should. It's a new day. And the feckless, go-along-to-get-along style of sycophantic kowtowing that we've seen from senior leaders these past 4 years has no place in a Pentagon that is being restored to a warrior-making machine. Y'all, it's a new day. And America? America wants its military back. Thank you very much. And we've got the receipts. Woke doesn't win wars. There's no room for woke outside the wire. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way.